of Genesis chapter 19, starting at verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou there any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seems as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. They thought he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, in other words. When the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, O not so, my lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar, meaning little. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. And he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. Heavenly Father, I come to you today to ask to help me with this message. May we have open hearts, open mind, and open ears, Lord. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so the title I got for this message is called Consequences of Our Shortcomings. And Wikipedia defines consequences or shortcomings as a fault or a failure to meet a certain standard. Another word would be a flaw or a defect. How often have we fallen short in our walk with Christ? And what about other people or even to ourselves? What kind of consequences do we face? But this morning I'm going to show you three examples in this passage we just read of people who fell short and what their consequences were. First off being Lot's sons-in-laws. In verse 14, he said, And Lot went out and spake unto his sons-in-laws, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy the city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-laws. They thought he was crazy. They didn't believe him. And you figure, on the way there, Maybe he told other people about it, and they thought the same thing. They probably didn't take him seriously.
Amen. Amen, brother.
And the consequence of their shortcoming, not listening, they died when God brought down the brimstone and the fire. And if we look at it from Lot's point of view to today, we shouldn't fall short to spread the gospel to people, I think.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. That's the first thing I've got. Now, the second one is Lot's wife, in verse 26. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Well, you see the shortcoming, and you see the consequence there. She didn't listen to what was told to her, turned into a pillar of salt. But why did she look back? Maybe she thought of possessions. Maybe some loved ones were there. Who knows? Maybe she forgot to turn off the oven that morning. I don't know. But anyways, that kind of reminds me of a well-known verse that we're going to hear till the Lord calls us, and that's in Colossians 3:2. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth.
Amen.
She should have kept looking forward like she was told to do so.
That's right.
Amen. And the third one is Lot himself. In verse 20 and 22, it says, Behold, now this city is near to flee unto, and it is a little one. Let me escape thither. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also. What it is was, he was originally told to go into the mountains of Moab, to the caves. And he didn't want to. He decided to ask to go to Zoar, which Zoar, Sodom, and Gomorrah are all part of the same plain of Siddim or Sidon. So Zoar was also supposed to be casted with fire and brimstone. But, let's see, it goes back to Zoar. But once God got him out of the midst of the overthrow, which was in the plains, then he went ahead and did put fire and brimstone upon Zoar. So he wound up having to go up there to the mountains of Moab, to the caves anyways, regardless. See, the shortcoming there is he should have trusted in God and done what he said first.
Yes, amen.
That's right, brother.
And God was going to take care of him. And that made me think, God's not going to interfere with your free will, but you will eventually do his will.
Amen.
I mean, for example, look at Jonah and the big fish. God told him to go to Nazareth, and he decided he didn't want to, but wound up doing what God told him to do. Now, in verse 15 to 17, when the morning arose, the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise and take thy wife and two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon his wife and his two daughters. In other words, they had to drag him out of there. Now, if it wasn't for Abraham, Lot's father, asking God for mercy upon this place, Lot would be none the wiser. He'd be like all those other fellers when that happened. So he has Abraham to thank for that. And what I got here, something I wrote down here for my conclusion. I think another reason that Lot's wife looked back and why Lot wanted to go to Zoar instead of the mountains is because they didn't want to leave their comfort zones, what it was. I could bet my bottom nickel everybody can relate to that. I thought I'd be attending Hamburg Baptist Church all my life because that's where I went growing up and such. But my wife and I eventually obeyed God's will to get out of our comfort zone and come here to Heady Mountain Baptist Church. The consequence of hearing and obeying him was a great reward and also a tremendous blessing.
Amen, brother.
If I decided to fall short in obeying him, I probably wouldn't be as close to him as I am now. And I thank God for that, too.
Amen.
I'm thankful to have this church family here. I feel more comfortable here than I did at Hamburg, to be honest with you. But that basically sums up my message of that. But we got to think to ourselves of our shortcomings, too, towards God, towards each other, and even towards ourselves.
Yes,
and kind of like sin, sometimes it's something we overlook like a bump, like Brother Josh says, or, you know, not even know we're doing, but eventually